From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 306.
It's considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. News headlines coming your way in just about another 12 minutes. In the next half hour, the government shutdown has entered day 10. Many senators are now expressing their weariness and frustration over the overall lack of progress.
If you think about it, we've only really passed, I think, two or three bills this year. And that's not what this institution was designed to do.
With no deal reached today, the shutdown continues into next week. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day event, join us Friday night, October 24th, for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. A whole evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library, broadcast on KPR stations. That is Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we ask you to RSVP at our website so we know how many chairs to put out. It's not assigned seating, so doesn't guarantee you a particular seat, but your ticket would guarantee you a seat because we're going to count you up. Anyway, visit us at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations. 7 to 10, we have Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez. October 22nd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 3:30.
Besides come to Indiana to try to get our legislators to cheat to win elections.
Senate leadership said a decision on redistricting would come soon.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says the ongoing government shutdown is putting aviation safety at risk. Moran chairs the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to improve outdated air traffic control equipment and to train more controllers is being harmed by the shutdown. Moran says parts of the country's airspace might close in the future if the shutdown drags on. The shutdown could also affect the Essential Air Service program. Airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina receive federal money to subsidize commercial air service for their communities. Federal funding for a national food aid program for pregnant people and children could run out during the shutdown. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, provide certain foods and services, such as breastfeeding support and formula. Elizabeth Kiever is with Kansas City-based food bank Harvesters, which serves lots of families with young children. She says WIC's funding question comes on top of federal cuts made to local food programs.
It just makes healthy and fresh food even more challenging for those families to get right now.
Some states and tribal nations will be able to keep WIC available with funding from the previous fiscal year. The Trump administration has said it is looking to use tariff money to fund WIC through the end of the month. The Johnson County District Attorney will not charge two Lenexa police officers for the fatal shooting of a Grandview, Missouri man this summer. For the Johnson County Post, Andrew Gogg filed this report.
On June 22nd, Lenexa police responded to a call of an armed disturbance at an apartment complex. When officers arrived, they found Jose Enrique Carteña Chacon sitting in a vehicle in the parking lot with what appeared to be a handgun in his lap. Investigators now say that was a pellet gun. Body cam footage released by Lenexa PD shows the officers shouting orders at Chacon to put his hands up. Then, one of the officers fires 8 rounds into the vehicle. Johnson County DA Steve Howe said the officer who fired the fatal shots was justified in using deadly force. Attorneys representing Chacon's family say they are looking into potentially suing both the city and the police department. I'm Andrew Gogg with the Johnson County Post.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night, still more sunshine on Sunday. Highs reaching the mid-80s. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s, cooling off a bit for Columbus Day. Highs on Monday in the lower 70s. For Tuesday, we're expecting highs in the lower 70s once again, and then back into the upper 70s by the middle of next work week. It's 3:35.
From NPR News
Day in Chicago.
This is All Things Considered. From NPR News.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m., right here on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies, too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez. October 22nd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stick around. Coming up, news headlines at 4:01. We will talk more about National Guard troops, about ICE. We will also revisit our occasional series, The Main Character of the Week on the Internet. Chew on what that might be. It's not super hard to guess. Has to do with a showgirl. That's all I gotta say. It's coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs around 80 tomorrow. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
It's all.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
Explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
That is NPR's Mia Venkat explaining the main character of the week. Mia, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Scott. It's all forever and now I know the life of a showgirl.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting a collection of concerts featuring jazz, orchestral, and other music throughout their current season. More information and full concert schedule available at music.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, of course. We will meet the oyster farmer and military veteran, hoping his message resonates with voters in next year's Senate race in the state of Maine. We will also learn more about the resurgence of interest in nuclear power. This all has to do with electricity demand, which is expected to rise dramatically in the U.S. by 2050. Advocates for nuclear energy are now making their case, and they're getting a pretty receptive audience. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Once again this year, we have a concert wrapping up KPR's Live Day broadcasts. This free concert at the Lawrence Public Library taking place Friday night, October 24th. Destiny and Mermaiden in concert. Admission is free, but seating is limited. So we hope you will go to kansaspublicradio.org. Tell us you're coming so we can have enough chairs. Friday night, October 24th at 7 o'clock, presented by Kansas Public Radio. We'll see you there. It's 4:20. Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, October 5th through 18th, with a reception October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m. Open to the public. Details at kjhk.org.
Stick around. News headlines coming up fresh for you here in just about 30 seconds. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
Placement for Air Force One. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Well, stocks fell across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says the ongoing government shutdown is putting aviation safety at risk. Moran chairs the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to improve outdated air traffic control equipment and to train more controllers is being harmed by the shutdown. Moran says parts of the country's airspace might close in the future if the shutdown drags on. The shutdown could also affect the Essential Air Service Program. Airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina receive federal money to subsidize commercial air service for their communities. The Johnson County District Attorney will not charge two Lenexa police officers for the fatal shooting of a Grandview, Missouri man this summer. For the Johnson County Post, Andrew Gogg has the story.
On June 22nd, Lenexa police responded to a call of an armed disturbance at an apartment complex. When officers arrived, they found Jose Enrique Cartagena Chacon sitting in a vehicle in the parking lot with what appeared to be a handgun in his lap. Investigators now say that was a pellet gun. Body cam footage released by Lenexa PD shows the officers shouting orders at Chacon to put his hands up. Then, one of the officers fires 8 rounds into the vehicle. Johnson County DA Steve Howe said the officer who fired the fatal shots was justified in using deadly force. Attorneys representing Chacon's family say they are looking into potentially suing both the city and the police department. I'm Andrew Gogg with the Johnson County Post.
Kansas State University will be researching how to reuse the waste from cattle in feedlots to conserve water in dry western Kansas. The project works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation uses. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. K-State won a $6 million award for the program from the National Science Foundation. Pratap Parameswaran at K-State is a civil engineer leading the project. He says this innovation not only conserves resources, but produces economic value.
You know, it's kind of how the future may look like, right? So these same communities that are underserved, over-extracted, we may be able to generate other potential economic opportunities.
The researchers are partnering with local groups like Seward County Community College in southwest Kansas to apply the research. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night into the mid-80s for Sunday. Then that warm snap comes to a bit of a close on Monday. We're expecting a high in the lower 70s, and we will have a slight chance of showers on Sunday night. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call or knock on your door too early in the morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies too, and streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half-hour conversation with former National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, talking about the ceasefire that's been negotiated in Gaza. Does he think it'll work? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, highs around 80 tomorrow, into the mid-80s for Sunday, cooling off a bit on Monday with a high in the lower 70s. And we will see highs in the 70s through the rest of the upcoming work week, or at least that's how it looks right now. No real major chance for rain at all. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia, 83 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From MacFound.org.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday right here on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming up on this Friday evening. It is 83 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Verdant and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next half hour news headlines, we will talk about the government shutdown, day 10. Where do things stand? We will also learn more about this year's 2025 Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Corina Machado of Venezuela. Those stories and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Film Music Friday tonight, focusing on films based on best-selling books. Gone with the Wind, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and many, many more. Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment. Another couple of warm days, then a bit of a break next week. Tonight's low in the mid-50s, tomorrow's high around 80, into the mid-80s for Sunday. Lower 70s, the forecast high for Monday. It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 83 in Abilene, 82 in Atchison. It is 5:20.
Support for any
rule beyond that.
And now she tells her own in a memoir, Joyride, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Saturday, tomorrow, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR station. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Chanute. It is 5:30.
43 million people got sick, and more than 500,000 got hospitalized, leading to the highest rate in more than a decade. Over the past few months, the new flu vaccine cut doctors' visits and hospitalizations in the Southern Hemisphere by around 50%, according to estimates in a CDC weekly report. Flu season south of the equator typically runs from April to September and is often a harbinger for the Northern Hemisphere. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Stocks fell across the board on Wall Street after President Trump threatened 100% tariffs on China after Beijing placed new duties on its rare earth metals. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Federal funding for a national food aid program for pregnant people and children could run out during the shutdown. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, provides certain foods and services such as breastfeeding support and formula. Elizabeth Kiever is with Kansas City-based food bank Harvesters, which serves lots of families with young children. She says WIC's funding question comes on top of federal cuts made to local food programs.
It just makes healthy and fresh food even more challenging for those families to get right now.
Some states and tribal nations will be able to keep WIC available with funding from the previous fiscal year. The Trump administration has said it's looking to use tariff money to fund WIC through the end of October. The Johnson County District Attorney will not charge two Lenexa police officers for the fatal shooting of a Grandview, Missouri man this summer. For the Johnson County Post, Andrew Gogg reports.
On June 22nd, Lenexa police responded to a call of an armed disturbance at an apartment complex. When officers arrived, they found Jose Enrique Carteña Chacon sitting in a vehicle in the parking lot with what appeared to be a handgun in his lap. Investigators now say that was a pellet gun. Body cam footage released by Lenexa PD shows the officers shouting orders at Chacon to put his hands up. Then, one of the officers fires 8 rounds into the vehicle. Johnson County DA Steve Howe said the officer who fired the fatal shots was justified in using deadly force. Attorneys representing Chacon's family say they are looking into potentially suing both the city and the police department. I'm Andrew Gogg with the Johnson County Post.
Kansas State University will research how to reuse the waste from cattle in feedlots to conserve water in very dry western Kansas. The project works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation use. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. K-State won a $6 million award for the program from the National Science Foundation. Prathap Parameswaram at K-State is a civil engineer leading the project. He says this innovation not only conserves resources, but also produces other economic value.
You know, it's kind of how the future may look like, right? So these same communities that are underserved, over-extracted, we may be able to generate other potential economic opportunities.
The researchers are partnering with local groups like Seward County Community College in southwest Kansas to apply this research. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 80 degrees. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
From Credit nominee for mayor in New York City. Thank
Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. As we head into the evening hours, we're going to get an update on the status of National Guard troops around the nation. We'll learn more about what ICE has been up to today. We will talk about the main internet character of the week and a whole lot more. Stick around here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, highs right around 80 degrees. Some spots up in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, lows in the lower 60s, mid-80s for sure on Sunday. For Monday, we are expecting things to cool back down to more seasonable temperatures, with highs topping out in the lower 70s for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu.
I'm Peter Sagal. The shutdown is starting to delay or cancel airline flights, which is a terrible problem for us because we're in Hawaii this week and might get stuck here. You can offer your sympathy by tuning in to this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Wait, don't tell me. The weekly NPR News Quiz, you'll hear it at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.